black leather jacket, decked out in black from head to toe. Sarah Palin, a couple of hours ago in Washington, where it's cloudy and 79 degrees, on a motorcycle. In this crowd of bikers, along with her husband Todd and daughter Bristol, riding to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the Pentagon with the annual Rolling Thunder demonstration in Washington. Hundreds of thousands of bikers ride in support of American military MIAs and POWs. Palin's expected to begin a bus tour of the Northeast today. She has not announced any candidacy, but other Republicans are concerned, says ABC's Christiane Amanpour.
She has not done and made those steps yet that are required before jumping into a race. So we'll obviously keep watching this, but most people say that what would happen is that she would, quote, suck up all the oxygen. In other words, as you can see, even 2 years after, you know, the last election, she's still having her party not won that election, a big, big media magnet. And so people are worried, people who would get into the race, that she would suck up all the attention.
NATO and Afghan officials are investigating an alleged NATO airstrike that went awry, killing civilians, according to what one Afghan official says was an attack on enemy forces that hit civilian houses. NATO hasn't acknowledged the attack. You're listening to ABC News.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Human rights activists say Syrian tanks have attacked anti-government demonstrators in three central Syrian towns today. They claim at least five people were killed, dozens more wounded. Foreign journalists were expelled from Syria more than 2 months ago. A military official in Yemen says Islamic militants have solidified control in one town in southern Yemen. Militants have seized tanks after battling soldiers who fled. President Obama's spokesman says Mr. Obama is looking forward to bipartisan budget talks this week, during which Republican Congressman Paul Ryan's plan might come up. Democrats like Debbie Wasserman Schultz oppose it because it turns Medicare into a voucher program, with seniors receiving government checks to cover some private insurance costs.
Americans support Medicare and the structure that we have for Medicare. Mm-hmm. They want us to sit down together and work on some long-term reform, which is what the Republicans and Democrats are doing with Vice President Biden right now.
Schultz, the new chair of the Democratic National Committee, was on CBS's Face the Nation. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists the Ryan plan is not off the table.
I'm personally very comfortable with the way Paul Ryan would structure it in the out years, but we have a Democratic president. We're going to have to negotiate with him on the terms.
McConnell was on NBC's Meet the Press. A voter referendum makes Malta, the tiny Mediterranean island, staunchly Catholic, the last nation in Europe to legalize divorce. This is ABC News.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Gene Nichols, News Talk 920 KPSI. We've got a high wind warning in effect here in the Coachella Valley until 6 o'clock tonight. We could see wind gusts anywhere from 35 to 55 miles per hour. If you're going to the Banning Pass, they could see wind gusts of 55 to 80 miles per hour at times. Indian Canyon Drive, Gene Autry Trail, and Vista Chino are all closed through the wash in Palm Springs. Use Highway 111 through Windy Point, East Palm Canyon Drive, or Date Palm Drive to Ramon Road as alternate routes. I'm Gene Nichols, KPSI News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Francois. traveling with Francois is covering the Coachella Valley and destinations beyond on this Memorial 3-day weekend. I am Francois, your host and go-to person for the next 2 hours. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our trip to Mesquite, Nevada. Now, I want you to imagine plateaus, beautiful hills, golf course running through canyons, water. It's just spectacular here. I'm having a great time in Mesquite, Nevada. I've had so many of you email me before I even came over here. And I thought, okay, a lot of you have been here, a lot of you haven't. But I am here, and it's really, really a wonderful place. I'm having such a great time. Now, at this very moment, I am at the Casablanca Golf Course. Yes, I am. And I am looking at the 18th fairway, and there are people playing. Yes, it's a little breezy outside, but it's a little breezy everywhere from what I hear. But it is gorgeous here, and the golfers are out there getting ready for the huge 9th annual Mesquite Amateur Tournament that's going on here. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. Valley is back at the station waiting to take your call. Hi, Valley. How are you?
Hi, Francoise. I'm really good.
Good. Okay. All right. I'm glad to hear that. You're missing us all, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. What's it like there?
I hope many of you are enjoying your donuts from Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club in Monterey and Rancho Mirage. So let's get going. Today is a solid 2 hours of guests, information, prizes, and we're going to, you know, we have so many great guests. You're going to know more about Mesquite, this golf mecca in Nevada, than you even thought you knew. We're going to cover it all. Now, like I said, imagine a beautiful valley. The plateaus, here's what I think. I was driving around yesterday visiting all the golf courses, and they have 6 courses in the tournament, part of the tournament, and 9 overall. But I'm seeing the plateaus and the vistas and the sun setting, and what I'm thinking is cowboys and Indians. I don't know. That's just what came to my mind because I can imagine the cowboys way back when in this pioneer town riding the ridge up there to watch their herd, and then the Indians, you know, watching the buffalo and making sure that everything's okay for them. Mesquite is located about 80 miles north of Vegas, off 15, and is almost to the Utah border. I keep seeing St. George, which I think is only about 38 miles away. I've never been here, but like I said, all week long, people have been calling me, emailing me, texting me, Facebooking me, saying, Francois, you're going to love it. And for those who have not been to Mesquite, they kept saying, we want to know all about Mesquite, Nevada. So that's what we're going to be doing today. And like I said, I'm just loving it here. It's quaint and charming and, you know.
No wind?
There's a little wind, a little bit of wind, but not much.
Okay.
Just a little bit of wind.
It's very, very breezy here back home.
There, yeah. But the golfers are out there. They're getting ready for the big tournament. Now, the numbers you need to know, they are 320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And what you're going to be doing is when Valley has the time, is you're going to be registering during the next 2 hours for a two-night stay at any one of the Black Gaming Resorts here in Mesquite, plus rounds of golf for two rounds of golf for two people. So this is a great, great prize, and this expires at the end of December, so you have plenty of time to use it. Now, if Valley doesn't get to your call, don't worry. We're on there for 2 hours. And she will get to it when she has a chance. Club Francois members, you are already registered, so do not call and re-register because you don't need to. And remember, you can listen online anywhere in the world by going to Newstalk 920 right there on your computer. Now, at the end of the show, hopefully, if I don't forget, we're going to be drawing the name for the Half Moon Bay two-night stay winner, and that's valued around $400. So we'll be doing that at the end of the second hour. Now, yesterday morning on KESQ, I was not on because I was here, but I will be on next Saturday with your look at Mesquite, Nevada, and you're going to see some of the wonderful places that I've been experiencing. You're going to see some of the golf courses. We're going to talk a little bit about everything, so that'll be next Saturday around 8:15, right in there, 8:15, 8:20, on KESQ 3 HDTV. Now, here's a little more info about Mesquite, Nevada. The population is around 15,000. Like I said, there are 9 golf courses overall, including the Oasis Golf Club course designed by our very own Arnold Palmer. Yes, the designers up here, phenomenal golf course architects, have been up here doing their work, and I easily understand why, because of the beauty. Everywhere you look, it's just spectacular. And I took a lot of pictures. I'll be posting those on the website, but that's what I can't get over. I mean, I have pulled over on the side of the road so many times to take pictures of the fairways and the golf courses, because they run up and down the canyons, just the views, really, really spectacular. So I can't wait to show you those. Now, I haven't played golf yet. I am playing tomorrow. So you're going to hear about that on Facebook. You'll also hear about it next week as well. I'll tell you a little bit about my golf experience. But I can't wait. I'm really, really excited. Now, this week in Mesquite, it's a huge week for golfers. The 9th Annual Mesquite Amateur is here. And this is such a hot event. They have several players, over 100 players from California, but they have over 500 golfers playing in this event. And it's a huge event. Everybody's geared up for it. Everybody's excited. And next year, I think a lot of you ought to be playing in the Mesquite Amateur event. It's really, really. And we'll be hearing a lot about the tournament as well, so you'll know more on that note. And you'll know how to find everybody, websites, how to get to them, all the info that you need to know on Traveling with Francoise. Okay, now what we're going to do is I think we're going to jump right in with our first guest. Yes, we are, because we have a lot of guests going on, and then we're going to do trivia before we go to break. With us right now is Scott Sullivan. He is the director of golf at the Casablanca Golf Resort. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Well, why don't you just move right over here to the mic?
Okay.
I am great, thank you. Your golf course is spectacular here.
They are. Both our golf courses for Black Gamer Palms and Casablanca, they're both in probably the best shape I've seen in a long time.
Now, tell us about the Casablanca. The course we're at today is in the rotation for the tournament. And tell us about the course itself. How many sets of tees? How player-friendly is it? What do we have going on here?
It's actually really really player-friendly. It has five sets of tees. And there's not a lot of forced carry, so it's really player-friendly for people who sometimes don't get the ball too airborne. You know, it's still, there's really not a lot of things to hit over. But I have to tell you, I'm a single-digit handicap, and if you play it from the back tees, it'll definitely challenge your game. It does mine. We have bent grass greens and rye fairways right now, and it's a great golf course to play.
So you play from 7,000 yards out, 736?
Well,
you're a swacker. Coach would call you a swacker.
Depends on how I feel. Depends on the day. But most of the guys I play with, they want to move it back. So
now, yeah. I'm noticing that all the courses are different in the design and the geography that they go through. Now, Casablanca, I noticed the front nine's a little flat, and the back nine is different than the front. How is that here?
Actually, the Casablanca is a little bit more the same. The difference it does between our Palms course has the front nine's a lot different than the back nine. But the Casablanca here, we're down closer to the Virgin River, and it's what feeds, comes out. It's the water that comes right out of Colorado, and it feeds Lake Mead that just feeds the Colorado River, runs right down into California. So
now, we have a problem in our desert when we have heavy rains and stuff. We have golf courses that go through the washes. And being so close to the Virgin River, does it ever spill over out here?
You know, we've had that problem before. It was Christmas Day with the river, the water, you know, it starts getting warm up north, the water starts to pick up, and the Virgin River is, you know, there's nothing that's ever in the history of the Virgin River that we know that's ever actually stayed in the river. It's always washed. At some point, it's washed it away. But it just runs alongside of us, but it's really kind of neat to look at it as you go by. But we sit down a little closer to the down to the river, so it's a little more humid on the Casablanca.
Well, it's a spectacular course. Now, we're talking water. Does the water come into play a lot on the Casablanca course?
You know what? Only on about four holes. You know, they go side by side, and those lakes, but again, you know, I mean, you're going to have to really hit it out of the way to get it to the water.
It's a bad really shot, is what he's saying, folks. You had to hit a real bad one to get out there. So
it's a real player friendly course. It really is. Like I said, the best thing is it just doesn't have a lot of force carry, and it's really player friendly.
Now, is walking allowed on this course, or
no? And okay. Nowhere in Mesquite, we don't have. It's the resort courses. And there's some of them are so up and down
yeah.
that it's it would be really tough to try to walk it.
That's what I thought, because it would just take up too much time for the person to get to point A to point B. So I figured that, but just wanted to ask just to be certain. Now, green fees, what are the green fees here at Casablanca?
You know, we run anywhere from our peak season around $85 to right now. We have a special going that you can get on for 2 for $60. And it's also, you know, we put a lot on our website, you know, Casablanca website, Palms website, that you can always go look at our specials on there and see what golf's going for. And we make deals, you know. We have a slow day coming up. We put some stuff out there on that and Golf Now, and people tend to start watching our website and some of our sites that they can get right on. It's a great way to, if you're just a spur of the moment, going to run up to Mesquite and play golf, mm-hmm. sometimes you can find yourself a deal on the internet with the...
Well, speaking of just running up here, it only took me about, 5 hours, 5 and a half at the most that I could think. Probably 5, because I did stop, so the drive is really, really easy. I mean, it's a straight shot right up to 15. And I know since you're doing this huge amateur event up here, you've had up to 800 people in this event, and this year it's over 500. So obviously you can handle groups.
We can. We still, you know, California is a big market for us, and it isn't very far. I actually lived in down in L.A. for almost 5 years, and you must drive kind of slow if it takes you 5 hours.
Well, okay, you know, I'm trying to let everybody know that I abide by the law, okay? Come on now, please, Scott, don't nail me on this one. Actually, I made up here a real good time.
But anyway, the best thing is it's all freeway. You know, and now Las Vegas has really made it easy to get through Las Vegas, and it's a great drive, and it's a really pretty drive. I have a Harley, and I drive down to Palm Springs all the time, so.
Well, talking about driving over here and your visitors, I was looking at the license plates in the parking lot, and I was just astounded. These are the license plates that I saw yesterday when I was over here. I saw a license plate from Utah. I saw one from Colorado. Arizona, California, Texas, Washington, Idaho, Alaska, and Wyoming. And that was in 1 hour in your parking lot out here.
It is. It's amazing how many people. We get a lot of people out of Canada and, you know, even up into the Pacific Northwest. They're huge markets. People come out here from everywhere because we're right on I-15. It's really easy to get here. You know, there's no back roads. You come down 15, you come through Utah and a little bit of Arizona, and you're here.
Well, it's a real testament to the golf and gambling. I mean, this is really a golfer gambler's paradise. Everybody's so laid back here in Mesquite. Like, I was calling it a hidden jewel, and I really truly mean it, because it is a hidden jewel out here at the northern end of Nevada, or whatever end we are over here. What end are we over here?
We're still on the south end.
Yeah, we're still on the south end. Okay, I'm confused. But yeah, okay, I'm confused. Now, what's your signature hole on the Casablanca?
You know, I would say number 17 is the one I like the best. So, for exactly which one? They're all. We have some par fives that are really long. You know, we used to do a lot of different tournaments here too. If John Daly was out here, mm-hmm. we used to do. It was like a beat the pro. You qualified to get in it, and you played against John Daly, and he played out here, and we've had some really celebrity people that's come out and play with us. But I would say my favorite hole out there is number 17, I guess, because it's a challenge. It comes right along the river and takes a good drive and a good second shot to get there. And for me, it's 17, and if I'm behind in the game, I can press on that, and I can press my bet, and
he has it all worked out, folks. Don't play Scott. That's all I can say. Don't play Scott, because he has it all worked out here at the Casablanca. So we'll just I'm telling him now. I'm warning him, Scott. They're not playing you, okay? If they are, it's for quarters only, not the dollars. Okay. All right? Okay. And for tee times, what's your phone number here for tee times? It's Scott Sullivan. Yeah,
yes.
And it's 866-401-6022.
Yeah.
That's 866-401-6022, and I'll have all this posted on the website. I'm sure they can make reservations online for tee times.
They can do it through golfmesquitenevada.com.
Perfect.
You can actually take a look at all of our golf courses and all the ones that are available for the Mesquite Am and for Golf Mesquite Nevada, which is golfmesquitenevada.com. And we're on there. You can also go to our website also, you know, which is the CasablancaResort.com,
right.
And also Palms has its own, the Palms Golf Club has its own website. Any of those you can book golf, you can get on our golf courses, and you can look at our specials. That's it.
Everything's going on. Yeah, I always love people to go to the website so they can look at the specials. Scott, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. Get back out. Look, he's all antsy. He wants to go play some golf. So get out there. Get ready. Have a great week with the tournament. I'll be seeing you out and about. It's going to be a phenomenal time for everyone.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Okay, folks, on that note, I mean, it is already time to take our first break. And what we're going to do, we're going to do trivia. It's the first correct answer is going to win. Let's see, where are my notes? I have things spread out all over here. I don't know. Valley knows. What's our correct answer winning, Valley? Well, we have it somewhere.
The lucky person that gets the correct answer will win passes for two to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway.
Ah, okay. All right. I don't know where all my stuff is. Anyway, I'll find it. So the question is, how many golf courses are in Mesquite? I said it earlier, how many golf courses are in Mesquite? The lines are now open. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. We'll be right back.
Who said I never would, but after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at lombardocosmeticsurgery.com or on the homepage of travelingwithfrancoise.com.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mytaismile.com.
Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry, and there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Francoise.
traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery. We are in Mesquite, Nevada. We are coming to you live from the Casablanca Golf Course. I'm sitting here looking at the fairway. The golfers are out there. The wind is gusting a little bit, but it's going to get all through today. It's going to be over with, so this whole week, all these 500-plus golfers are going to have the time of their life. Now, I want to let you know, here's a little mileage information. Mesquite is 580 miles from Albuquerque, 370 from Los Angeles, 360 from Phoenix, 37 miles from St. George, Utah. And Las Vegas, it is only 80 miles from Vegas. So it's an easy drive, like I said, and easy to find from all points of interest. Now, we want to congratulate our trivia winner, which was Michael Smith, who said he's calling from Downey. So he must be listening online, and the answer was, of course, 9 courses. So congratulations, Michael. You are the winner. Now, remember, you are calling for the next 2 hours to register for your own trip to Mesquite, Nevada. It's a two-night stay at any one of the Black Gaming accommodations, which we'll be talking about. There are 4 of them, and rounds of golf, 2 rounds of golf for 2 people. What a great, great package. And this doesn't expire till December, right mid-December 2011, so you have plenty of time to use it. So call Valley at 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294 to register. And Club Francoise members, you are already registered. Now, before we have Christian Adderson on, who is going to be telling us about Black Gaming, the hotels, and about the Mesquite Amateur Tournament, I got lots of emails from everybody, but this one was to the point, and I'm going to read just one. I love this email. It says, Hi, Francoise. I have been going to Mesquite for years. I love it there. Many times I have stayed at Casablanca. Great pool and spa. You will have a blast. And, of course, the golf. We have annual golf tournaments there. This is from Johnny. He is from the Palm Springs Desert Resort Community, the CVA. So, well, it's, I love to get response like that. So we want to thank Johnny. And now with us is a Christian Adderson, who, like I say, we are going to be talking about the industry here and the tournament itself. Hi, Christian.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being on. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having Traveling with Francoise out to this area. This is the first. You guys told me you've been trying to get me out here for years. I don't know why I waited. So hit me over the head for that one.
Well, we're glad you're here. It's always good to have great exposure in Southern California and having all those great people come stay with us.
Well, golf mecca, golf and gambling, I mean, you can't beat it. And your courses here are so diverse and so different and so beautiful. We do not have anything in the Valley like it, and it's really a treat. Now, Christian, first of all, tell us about Black Gaming. Who are they?
Yeah, Black Gaming, we own 2 hotel casinos in Mesquite. We own the Casablanca Resort and the Virgin River Resort. We also own 2 golf courses in Mesquite, the Casablanca Golf Course and the Palms Golf Course. So we have a few properties here in town and a lot of diversity within those properties.
Well, you do. They all look completely different when I was driving around. All of your resorts look completely different. And, of course, the golf courses, they all seem to be strategically placed in the mountains. It's just beautiful. Now, I am staying at the Casablanca Resort, and that is the home base for the 9th Annual Mesquite Amateur Event going on. So tell us a little bit about, for those that have never been to the Casablanca Resort, and frankly, for those who have never been to Mesquite, tell us about what the resort has to offer.
Absolutely, yeah. The Casablanca Resort has 500 hotel rooms at the resort itself. It also has a full European spa that you can come and relax at while you're here. Also the golf that we talked about before. And we have a lot of dining options while you're here. We have a fantastic steakhouse, Catherine's, that does some of the best steaks, I feel, in Southern Nevada. And we also have a great buffet and the Purple Fez Bistro, which you can go. And, of course, in the morning we need that little pick-up caffeine. We have Starbucks to open your day off with.
Always a line in Starbucks. Now, you have the fine dining. Of course, you have the full-blown casino with sports book in there, all different types of table games as well. But I have to tell you, one last night the dance floor was happening in the lounge, but during the day, your pool area, there's a lot going on in that huge pool, like a grotto. It's gorgeous out there.
It is a fantastic pool. We have a water slide for, you know, families that come up. The kids can go down the water slide. And also those big kids that want to go down the water slide, they can go down that as well.
There's a lot of them.
And we also have a sand volleyball court out by the pool as well. So you want to do a little recreation, you can do that. But the pool is fantastic. It's a huge waterfall that pours right into the pool. It's just a nice, relaxing atmosphere out by that pool area. Great pool drink specials while you're out there, and some great music going on to help you relax and get in the mood of sitting by the pool.
Now, I noticed all the resorts have a different theme to them, and the Casablanca's theme is tropical.
Yeah. Actually, when the property first opened, it was a Merv Griffin property called Players Island, and Black Gaming purchased that in the late 90s and renamed it the Casablanca. But Merv Griffin did put up a great property that we've molded into the Casablanca Resort.
Well, it's beautiful, and folks, we're talking to Christian Adderson. He is with Black Gaming, and you also are the Mesquite Amateur Tournament Director, which I don't even know how you have time to be here with everything you have going on.
I have a lot of fantastic volunteers hard at work right now for me to get away and do this, and I will be rejoining them after I'm done with the interview. But
he's turning red, folks. He's feeling guilty, a little bit of guilt going on here, but this is just for you to sneak away and say, whew, I need a break. So we have the accommodations. Black Gaming has the four different resorts you have, and Casablanca Resort, the golf course, is just 2 minutes away. I mean, it's just right around the corner, easy to get to. So we have the lodging, we have the golf courses. So now, let's talk about this golf tournament. This is really, really a huge event. And folks, we're talking to Christian Adderson, who is with Black Gaming, and they are one of the hosts here of the 9th Annual Mesquite Amateur Event. So tell us what this is. What is this event?
Yeah, the Mesquite Amateur is in its 9th year, and it's a net stroke play event. And with your tournament entry, you get 3 tournament rounds of golf. And we break up the field by age and handicap, so you're playing with people in your like age group and also the same abilities on the golf course as far as handicap. You get 3 tournament rounds. If you finish in the top 4 of your flight, you move on to the championship round, which is right here at the Casablanca Golf Course. And we also give prizes to the top 10 in each flight after the 3 days. First place gets a $650 Callaway gift card.
Ooh.
And all the way down 10th place, which gets a $75 Callaway gift card.
So now this is an individual stroke play.
Yes.
Now open to men and women?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, our women's division has been growing each and every year. We have 113 women playing this year, broken up into 3 flights. And I'm very proud to say that's one of our divisions has been growing every year. And we love having the ladies out here participating in the event, and they really enjoy the golf courses out here as well.
Yeah, and I have to say, the gals, you know, they do get out there. They're just as serious as the men are, so don't count them out.
No way.
They're right there. Now, handicap requirement, is there a requirement to play in the tournament?
Yeah, we do ask that each participant has a USGA handicap established. We do take their index, and then we apply that to the slope and rating of each course. So you get your handicap for each course based on the tee boxes that you are playing during the tournament.
Okay, so we do have. Now, folks, of course, there's tons of golf on spectacular golf courses. We're going to talk more in depth about the golf courses themselves in the rotation and a little bit later on, but there's parties. Come on. There's always parties.
Yeah, the nightly parties are one of the things that really sets us apart from some of the other amateur events across the nation. We do themes each and every year, and part of your entry fee, you get entry into these 4 dinner parties. This year we're doing the Majors of Golf, so on Monday night will be our kickoff party, and we're going to the Mesquite Masters. We're going to take everyone to a little trip to Augusta. We've recreated the Butler Cabin on our stage.
Wow.
And I was able to get a few hats and golf towels from Augusta this year, so we're going to be raffling off some great prizes from Augusta. Throughout on Monday and then throughout the week at some of the other majors of golf, the U.S. Open, the British Open, and then, of course, the final night, the Mesquite Championship, where we're going to crown our top flight winners, and he's going to move the championship round.
And, folks, again, we're talking to Christian Adderson. He is the tournament director here for the Mesquite Amateur Event. And I saw golfers coming in. I got here on Friday. Golfers were already coming in. They wanted to get those extra practice rounds in. You know, they wanted the edge, and they were out there practicing. I know a lot of the players are coming in today,
mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very crowded over there. And there's a party. The parties start tomorrow night, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, but let's talk about the golf courses. They're not going to be playing the same course each day.
No, each and every day you play a different golf course. We have 6 golf courses in our rotation. 5 of those golf courses are right here in Mesquite. Depending on where you stay in town, it's not more than a 10-minute drive to your golf course each morning. And then the sixth golf course we use is Cowdy Springs Golf Club, which is a fantastic Jack Nicklaus design, which is located about halfway between Mesquite and Las Vegas, south of Mesquite, but really easy access to get there and well worth the drive. It's a fantastic golf course.
So it's a really nice rotation. It really evens out the playing field because everybody's going to get these challenging courses. So I like the idea that they're playing all these different courses. Now, I know, of course, there's a cost for this, and each year it depends on how things are going. It was around $400-some for this, and that's really amazing for all the golf and what is part of this. Now, if people want to sign up for next year or they want to write down the information now, can they make a note? Can they check it out for next? I know you're not even done with this one. I mean, it has to start, but people are already thinking, wait, I don't want to miss it. So where do they go for the information?
Absolutely, and they should really be thinking about next year because next year is our big 10-year anniversary of the event, so it's going to be an extra special year for us. But they can go to mesquiteamateur.com, check out pictures from past events, look at the pictures of the golf courses, get some information. And typically our entry fee, if you sign up before March 31st, is $475, and that gets you all of your golf, all the dinner parties. And also there's some other great activities that we do, even on top of all that, that you guys have access to. So we'd love to have you guys out again for next year. And those dates for next year are May 28th to June 1st, 2012. So mark that on your calendar.
Well, yeah, I'm going to mark it on mine because I'm going to try to play next year. This year I didn't quite figure it out, but next year hopefully I will be able to play. This is a huge event, and again, they can go to what website?
It's mesquiteamateur.com.
To check it all out. And no one should feel shy. They should get on over here, enjoy all the activities. I'm sure there's some tea prizes involved. And it's, like I say, the golf bags are coming in. The people are streaming in. They're all really excited. You know how that works. So the first day, we're all pumped up before we start the golf tournament. And then once we start, it just depends on how our first round goes, on what kind of mood we're in. But I know the parties that you're going to have are going to get everybody in the mood for the whole week. It's really, really a spectacular event. And if the players would like to do a package with Casablanca, do you have packages available for stays at all the resorts?
We do. If you go to CasablancaResort.com or VirginRiver.com, you can check out stay and play packages that we have online there. If you have groups of 16 or more, you can feel free to call our group sales department at 888-711-4653. And one of our great group salespeople will be able to help you out and book golf, restaurants, hotel. We can really take care of anything you'd like to do in Mesquite.
Well, that's what I like. I want to just have everything taken care of, get there, just enjoy myself, play golf, and have a great time. Christian, thank you so much for being on the air with us. Now I'm going to have to make you go get back to work.
Work. But looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on. And folks, we hope to see you guys all out here in Mesquite for next year's Mesquite Amateur.
Oh, and real quickly, you have how many players from California this year?
We have actually 110 players from California this year, and the California always represents well with the event, and Washington and Texas are actually number 2 and 3 most represented in the tournament as well.
Okay, folks, we have to keep that up, that trend up. Next year we need to get 150. How's that from California?
I love that goal.
We want to run the field. How's that?
I love that goal.
Thanks, Kristen. You have a good day, and I will be seeing you later on.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, folks, that was Christian Anderson who's telling us, I mean, this event really, really is a huge, huge event here in town. Like I say, it's for golfers and the wives or the non-golfer in the family. You don't have to worry about them. That's what's the beauty of all this. They can gamble. They can lay by the pool. They can get a spa treatment. They can do all the things that they want to do, go shopping, go drive around Main Street while you're out golfing. So it's a win-win for everybody, even in the kids. I mean, the Casablanca has a great little arcade for the kids. Of course, the pool area is unbelievable. So the family can come. I mean, it's just a great all-around event for everyone. So no excuses. Okay, on that note, what I'm going to do to give away to the fifth caller is a $25 gift certificate to Fresh Agave Mexican Bar and Grill. This is to the fifth caller at 760-320-8255. Or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. When we come back, Gino Withhelder will be joining us from the Mesquite City Council to talk about Mesquite in general. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI.
Alexa.
Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Scooby-Doo up, boo-bam!
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today.
The Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, known as the CVA, is the official marketing and tourism agency for the Coachella Valley. You have the opportunity to participate in our national and global sales and marketing efforts to increase your business. We exclusively promote our member businesses in the official publications, visitors guides, and the destination's official website. CVA membership builds success. For CVA benefits, please contact us at 760-770-9000 or online at palmspringsusa.com. This is your CVA.
We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Mesquite, Nevada. We are at the Casablanca Golf Course, and I also, just so you know, we do have our regular events segment. I will touch you face with that and tell you what's going on in the Coachella Valley somewhere within the next hour. It might not be this hour, because with us right now is Gino Withhelder, and he's on the Mesquite City Council, and he just told me this fascinating story. Welcome, Gino.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit cozy here in this room, so we'll speak right into the mic, and great to have you. Now, you were telling me a story before we went on here. Let my listeners know this.
Well, coincidentally, my wife was born and raised in Indio. In fact, her father started Coachella Valley Disposal. He started the first garbage company in Coachella Valley, and she lived there and graduated from Coachella Valley High School, and coincidentally was the first employee of the Bob Hope Desert Classic when it was started way back in the 60s. Paul Jenkins was a local stockbroker, very, very popular guy, and he was also the stockbroker for Bob Hope. And my wife, at one point, did babysit the children for Mr. Jenkins, Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins. And when they decided to start the tournament, she was their first employee.
Isn't that, it's me, such a small world, such a small world. Now, how long have you lived in Mesquite?
I have been here full-time since 2002.
And what brought you to this lovely town?
Well, we were from Northern California and were eventually planning to get out of the congestion of Northern California, and just took a road trip one time and went to Las Vegas and decided we would look into southern Utah, into St. George, because of the moderate real estate prices and the good weather and lots of golf. And on the way to St. George, we came to Mesquite, and I knew I was home.
You never got out of Mesquite. You never went any farther. You said,
I went to St. George and came back to St. George, and that was it.
Came back here. I understand. And you're a golfer?
Well, I like to think I am.
Okay.
I've been playing for a long time. I'm active in the golf business here, and yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't see how a person would not want to play golf when you look at all these magnificent golf courses. When I say all, there's only nine, but let me tell you, the nine are so diverse and so gorgeous. I mean, it's hard to beat. Yeah.
It really is.
So now, how about a little bit of Mesquite history? I hear it was a pioneer town founded in the 1800s.
It was founded in the 1800s. I believe it was firmly settled a second time in about 1872. There was a Mormon family from southern or central Utah came down, and I believe the story goes that this man had nine wives and 51 children, and they settled in Mesquite because of the proximity to the Virgin River, and they were always in the agriculture business, of course, and that's basically the beginning from what I understand.
Now, I was at the Virgin Valley Heritage Museum yesterday. Fantastic museum you have. I mean, all the artifacts in there from the pioneer days. And Margie was telling me that they at one time were growing wine here in the valley, and cotton was the big agriculture.
Well, maybe nobody mentioned this to you, but in the 1909 World's Fair, which was held at Treasure Island in San Francisco Bay, the wine grapes from Mesquite won the gold medal.
No one did tell me that. So, and I'm looking around for vineyards. I don't see any. Are there still any out here? No.
Well, there are a couple of private little vineyards, but there's nothing commercial.
Okay. Now, at 1,610 feet above sea level, the Virgin River really is your main waterway going through here, which is really spectacular. How large a part does the Virgin River play in what goes on here in the valley?
Oh, it's a tremendous influence. Most of our drinking water comes from wells, and our culinary water comes from wells. But it's good for the irrigation. It's good for the golf courses. It just plays a tremendous amount of good for the valley.
Mm, a beautiful name, too, Virgin River. Now, of course, we mentioned golf. We mentioned gambling. You have an airport up here, the convention center. You have a rodeo, I hear. What else does Mesquite have going on?
Oh, we've got motocross. We've got rodeo. We've got the Mesquite Amateur, as you well know. There is something happening every weekend in Mesquite. In fact, I got some figures from the Chamber of Commerce for a 5-week period from the end of January till maybe the second week in March. There wasn't one vacant room night available in the city of Mesquite. We had the Long Drive, of course, you know, which is now world famous, and we're on national television, worldwide television. There's something up. Huge soccer, softball, baseball.
Really?
Yeah, there's tournaments every weekend. There's just a large, large part.
Because I said population 15,000, right between 15,000 and 20,000.
Right.
And you wouldn't think that going on here, but there is a lot going on here in Mesquite, Nevada. And, I mean, I'm a little bit speechless on some of the things that you were talking about. Now, is Mesquite a snowbird destination?
Oh, absolutely. About the first day of June, we will lose about 3,000 residents. Our population will go between 3,000 and 4,000 people that will disappear for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you get your town back.
Yep. Yeah, and I can go down Mesquite Boulevard and not run into another person, and I kind of like that.
Well, I have to tell you, too, that last night I went to the counter at the Casablanca Resort to get a code for my computer, and they were sold out. They were turning people to other properties because there is so much going on. This huge golf tournament that you're bringing in, but like Christian was telling us, 100 and some players from California alone. But you didn't hear in the first part, I was telling people about the different license plates that I saw when I was at one golf course, and we're talking about Colorado, Texas, Alaska, Wyoming, Utah, and that was just at one golf course. I was amazed at the visitors that you have coming from all over.
I have members of my golf club from Washington, Oregon, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Texas, Idaho, California. Did guys that come here for the winter that maintain a relationship golf club just so they can get preferred tee times and play with us on a scheduled basis. So they're from all over the country.
All over, and I love that. Now, okay, Mesquite versus Nevada. They're both completely different. We have Sin City, we have Mesquite. But how do you feel? You've been living here now for quite a while. What do you think sets the two apart?
I think what makes Mesquite popular is we're just close enough to Las Vegas to be far enough away to be comfortable. We're right in the middle of Salt Lake on the freeway from Salt Lake to Las Vegas to Los Angeles. We're close enough to be to Las Vegas to go in and have dinner and get a show and whatever, and in an hour and a half, I'm home and in bed. People live in Las Vegas can't travel across town in that length of time and be home and in bed.
Yeah, that's true. That freeway going through, I'm going down the main drag. So you really have the best of both worlds here, going to Vegas and actually going over to Utah for people who just want to head on over to Utah and mess around over there. You're at perfect location with the elevation. Now, what does you're on the council. You're on the council here. What does the future hold for Mesquite?
Well, with the economic downturn, we have to watch our P's and Q's and watch our dollars and cents, obviously. But I think we're coming back slowly. I'm also a real estate broker, and the real estate business is rapidly improving. Of course, it's not at the pace that it was in 05 and 06.
That was crazy.
But it's coming back. In fact, I ran some numbers about 30 days ago, and for the first 4 months of this year, we had sold well over $100 million worth of real estate in Mesquite, which, if you average it out, breaks down to about $1 million a day, which is not bad. So I think we are slowly going to see an economic upturn. And with what we have to offer and the proximity to the state parks and the Grand Canyon and all those things that we have, I think we're going to be kind of bulletproof. I think we're going to
You have beautiful new communities here. I mean, these golf course communities, that you have are just gorgeous. And they're all different. They're all unique. And I think alone just the setting, they're beautiful properties. So good job in the real estate. Good for you. And you have, everyone has been so nice and so laid back. Everybody been not knowing who I am and why I'm here. Just genuinely nice and welcoming and just very, very friendly. So I want to let you know that.
Thank you.
Now, for more information, if people want to know more about Mesquite, the community, they go to the Chamber's website, mesquite-chamber.com.
Right.
Okay, we'll get that on the website, and they can find out basically everything they need to know.
And the city of Mesquite has a fabulous website.
Okay.
And anything that you need to access from that website can be found.
So it's a one-stop shop also?
It pretty much is.
Great. Well, Gina, are you playing in the tournament, the amateur?
Unfortunately, I can't. I just had two knees replaced, and I'm on the road to recovery, so I'm not going to permit that.
Okay, it's holding up the golf game. Okay, Gina, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. Folks, it was Gina Withhelder, and he is on the Mesquite City Council. You have a great day, and hopefully I'll see you at the party.
I will. I'll be showing up for sure.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. Wow. And as Gina was saying, Mesquite is a gateway to the gateway city to visit 1,400 square miles of some of Earth's most magnificent landscapes. So there's Zion Canyon is 80 miles away, Bryce Canyon 170 miles away, the Grand Canyon North Rim 180 miles, the Grand Canyon South Rim 350 miles, and the Valley of Fire, which we did a show on before, is only 45 miles away. So Mesquite is certainly situated in a perfect, perfect area to come up, relax, kick back, have some fun, and, you know, you can always go to Vegas. They have the historical walking tour of downtown. I did that yesterday, and some really fascinating old buildings. They have the Rock House, circa 1880. They have the Virgin Valley Heritage Museum. Fascinating. I took some pictures in there of old medical equipment and a respirator, and they have cribs for the babies and just really something. Little boots, little shoes that were all handmade and nailed. The soles were nailed on. Dresses from the pioneer days. I mean, I'm looking at that, and an old typewriter and an old Victrola record player. That works. I'm thinking the kids of today are going to walk in there and say, I have no idea what any of this stuff is. It really, I was in awe. And the pictures, oh, my gosh, the pictures on the wall. So they do have a historical walking tour of downtown Mesquite, and it all starts with the Virgin Valley Heritage Museum, which is right on Mesquite Boulevard. Mesquite is very easy to navigate because it's one big loop, so really easy. If you get lost, you just get back on Mesquite and you'll find your way, so it's not an issue. But before we sign off for this hour, we have a few minutes left. I'm going to quickly touch base on what's going on at home. The Get a Life Weekly announcements brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products, located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ambrosia Pet Deli at 760-568-1177. Abrego Springs is having a fundraising golf tournament coming up this Friday. It's only a $25 donation for 18 holes of golf and a barbecue lunch. It is to help out the families of these young men who passed away unexpectedly. I'm not sure how, but it's all a fundraiser. So if you want to go out there on Friday and play for $25 and a barbecue lunch, call 760-767-3330. Go to my website, Traveling with Francois, and the information. You can always hook up with Borrego Springs from there. Now, the YMCA, they have a ton of stuff going on. They're having their summer sign-up for summer camps, sign-up for child care, summer programs. They have the pool opening. A ton of stuff going on with the YMCA. That pool is the Aquatic Center in Palm Desert. It's going to be spectacular. So definitely go to the YMCA's website at ymcaofthedesert.org. You give them a call at 760-341-9622, and I will get this posted on the website because everybody, we need to go over to that aquatic center. It's going to be fantastic. Now, Desert Samaritans is having a wine taste and food pairing event on Wednesday, June 1st, and this is going to be at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. It's $100 per person, but to help Desert Samaritans for seniors, you might want to go on over there and enjoy a wonderful meal and Fess Parker wines and all sorts of great stuff. And you can call Desert Samaritans at 760-831-9066. Now, for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Audi's AAA rated and approved complete automotive service and repair in Palm Desert. For more information, you can call Audi's at 760-773-5939. What is going on? Oh, the Rancho Mirage Library, they are at it again all summer long. They're going to be doing things, so make sure you check it out at the Rancho Mirage Library. They have their Family Night Summer Reading Program starting, and also free weekly concerts return to the Palm Desert Civic Center. And they begin on June 2nd, and these are free. And they have just really, really great events at the Palm Desert Civic Center. For more information, you can call them at 760-346-0611, and again, that is on June 2nd, is the first of the weekly free events. And the priced events going on, even though it is summer, we still have a lot of events you can go to, brought to you by the Pet Hotel at Barkingham Palace in Palm Desert, that from daycare to extended stay, grooming, training, and exercise, everything for your pets. The Pet Hotel at Barkingham Palace does it all for your furry friend. It's a pet hotel. So when you want to come to Mesquite, you can leave your pets there. So for more information, call 760-537-1172. Now, don't forget the Memorial Day drop tomorrow at the Air Museum, and that is usually right around 1 o'clock, price of admission. It's a wonderful event. Don't forget the Palm Springs Desert Resorts Restaurant Week is happening from June 3rd to the 12th. You can go to palmspringsrestaurantweek.com. A mystery event, a mystery dinner party happening at Agua Caliente June 3rd at 6 o'clock, $65 per person. You can call them at 760-347-4741. They call it Whodunit Dinner Party. And Living Desert, they have their summer hours and summer camps, so you might want to check that out. And as I mentioned, the Aquatic Center in Palm Desert will be opening, and they have some great, great reduced fees. They have 3 month passes, all sorts of stuff going on. Just call the Aquatic Center. I don't have a number yet. They don't have a dedicated number yet. Or just call the YMCA over there in Palm Desert, or go to their website at desertymca.org. All right, that has you covered for everything going on in our Coachella Valley. We're going to wrap up the first hour here. I'm having a great time in Mesquite. I really, truly am. I wish I had a chance to play in this tournament next time. But when we come back, we're going to hear more from people that come out to Mesquite to play golf and why they come here. We're also going to learn about all the courses here, all the resorts here, about Golf Mesquite, their website, and what they do for you. We have a ton of things going on. Whew, the wind's still gusting out there, a few clouds in the air. It's beautiful. People are still playing golf. They're getting ready for the tournament. They're warming up. It's an exciting week here in the casino.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Touring the tornado destruction in Joplin, Missouri, meeting survivors and volunteers, taking a look at relief efforts, President Obama, who is now about to arrive at a memorial service. And where this live music is already there, and where ABC's Stephen Portnoy is standing by.
Here in this packed auditorium at a state university, President Obama will seek to comfort those whose town has been torn apart. Touring the devastation for himself, President Obama said the scene speaks for itself. He said this is not just a tragedy for Joplin, but a national tragedy. And he said it requires a national response. The president pledged, "We're going to be here long after the cameras leave."
New hard numbers.